Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
I recently saw an advertisement for spiderweb decorations for Halloween. Although real spiderwebs are common and easily observed, we largely ignore them, unless one is located in a prominent position in or near our homes, in which case they are promptly removed. Spiderwebs, of course, are produced by spiders, which are not insects, but are closely related. Both groups are invertebrates, with the insects, class Insecta, having three body segments and three pair of legs, while spiders, class Arachnida, have two body segments and four pair of legs. We generally think that spiderwebs function in attracting and trapping prey, mostly insects. When an insect gets caught in a web, the vibrations alert the spider that prey has been caught. The spider then moves quickly to wrap the victim in silk to ensure that it does not escape. It might surprise you, but about one half of all spiders spin webs to provide shelter or a place to rest. It should be noted that some spiders do not spin webs. Brightly colored crab spiders, for example, may be frequently observed hiding in flowers where they lay in wait to ambush their prey. There are several different types of spider webs, and they consist of both sticky and non-sticky threads. The orb type is arguably the most common type, and is a type imitated in Halloween decorations. Another common type is the funnel web, which often goes unnoticed in grassy areas. But if there is a heavy dew in the morning on the lawn or grassland, these webs may be quite conspicuous, and as the name implies, are shaped like small funnels. Spider silk is produced from spinnerets on the spider's abdomen. There are at least seven types with various functions, including the webs, spider's version of a parachute, or perhaps a spider safety rope. Spider silk has been described as being five times stronger than steel, more flexible than rubber, and tougher than Kevlar. It should come as no surprise that there's considerable commercial interest in incorporating spider silk into various products, including running shoes and coats. So give some consideration to the complexity of spider webs and silk as you go trick-or-treating or see a real spider web. And who knows? You may even be wearing an item with spider silk in the not-so-distant future. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.